Let's go to D.C. and bring in Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group, the Mercury Times. How you doing, Kerry?
Great, Marty. How are you?
Very good. And this early Saturday morning for us, how is it for you out there?
Yeah, it's early as well. 12:05 start. Not used to that. The earliest game of the season for the Giants. But, hopefully they get it in today. There's the threat of rain, but right now it's sunny. And so we're hoping that they can get this off without a hitch.
Yeah, I was explaining to everybody that there's this gala tonight, this charity gala that they do every year. So they wanted this game early so people can relax and get there. And then tomorrow it's 4:05 local time there so people can wake up late. Nice manipulating of the schedule, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And it's tough for the Giants at the beginning of 17 games in 17 days. They don't have an off day until June 25th. And you go like this. So Bruce Bochy, using this weekend to manipulate his lineups. We haven't seen today's version yet, but last night we saw four left-handed infielders against the righty Strasburg. And today I think we'll see a heavy dose of right-handers. We'll probably see Posey at first, Hundley behind the plate, and maybe Brandon Crawford will get the day off after being hit by the pitch in the elbow last night.
Yeah, what happened with that? What did Crawford say after the game?
He was actually back watching the Warriors, so we didn't have a chance to talk to him after the game, the one Bay Area fan on the team. But it didn't look serious. He played the rest of the game. But Bochy hinted before the game that he wanted to rest either Crawford or Panic today, and I think that he'll use that hit-by-pitch as the tiebreaker.
All right. Gorky's Hernandez. Kerry, we talk about this, and, to win a division, you have to have surprises, and people come out of nowhere. He has come out of further than nowhere. Let me tell you something. The home run he hit, the hanging pitch from Suero last night, he crushed it.
Yeah, Marty, he never hit more than 8 home runs in a single minor league season, never hit more than 3 in a major league season, and it's June 9th, and he's got 7 already. I mean, he's been a huge power source, whether he's been hitting leadoff or in the 8th slot in the order. He went through that rough 3-for-26 stretch during the homestand, but he shows up in D.C., singles in his first at-bat, homers in his second at-bat, and, all of a sudden it looks like Gorky's is back, and he's the everyday center fielder for this club.
Yeah. I mean, Steven Duggar is doing well at Sacramento, and at some point maybe he'll be up here, but there's no need to rush him. This guy, Gorky's, has taken charge of the center field, and there's no problem. That's how I feel about that. What happened with Andrew Suarez last night? I'm listening. I didn't get to see a lot of the game last night. I was out for dinner with a bunch of people. But Andrew Suarez, I'm driving in. I mean, it sounded like he had the perfect game going. Everything was great. And then all of a sudden it disappeared.
Yeah, Marty, he looked really good in those first 3 innings. I mean, 4 strikeouts in the first 2 frames. His fastball ramped up to 95. He was throwing a slider at 88 to 89 miles an hour. And this was the best version of Andrew Suarez that we've seen, including those 7 shutout innings against the Phillies. And then all of a sudden, in the 4th inning, he gets into trouble. Juan Soto, pops up a home run that just goes into the Giants' bullpen in left field. There really wasn't a whole lot behind that home run. Shows the tremendous power of Soto. But then in the 5th, Suarez started hanging pitches. He admitted that his mechanics got out of whack. And, Bochy gave him the early hook after that 2-run single to Bryce Harper. He had to get him out of there. And especially with a fresh, well-rested bullpen and the way the Giants' bullpen has been pitching lately, it was absolutely the right move.
And I saw the pitches. I watched the quick pitch last night after the game. And the pitch to Soto was up and, up in the strike zone. The pitch to Harper was up and right over the plate. And that, to me, that's the problem with Andrew Suarez. When he misses sometimes, he misses a cookie. And that's what happens.
Yeah, he can lose it in a hurry, and we've seen it. And, he started to figure things out after that first inning in Colorado on May 28th. I thought that it was down to Suarez and Ty Block who was going to lose their spot in the rotation after that first inning for Suarez. And he came back, reeled off 4 straight innings without allowing an earned run, then goes into Philadelphia start and looks like a savant against the Phillies, comes into Washington and has a great first 3 innings. And so it'll be interesting to see how he bounces back from this. He's going to pitch in Miami, his hometown, next week against the Nationals. I know he'll be really excited, against the Marlins. I know he'll be really excited for that. And so I want to see what he can do in the bullpen in between starts, kind of right the ship with those mechanics.
Yeah, he pitches in the new stadium, of course. He told me he had pitched there as a freshman at the University of Miami, he's no stranger to that park. So I like him. I like the kid, and I thought for the first 3 innings, the 4th inning, Fifth inning, it got away. I thought he did well. Carrie Crowley with us. Carrie, I know we've got to run this morning, and game starts at 9 o'clock, and we're out of here about 8, but local time. But good news on Cueto and Samardzija. Can I believe it that that sounds like everything is just going along just beautifully?
Well, the Giants are always optimistic on the injury front, Marty, and they're not going to say anything otherwise. But Cueto does appear to be pain-free. He said that he wants at least one more bullpen to be sure when he comes back, and he's still targeting that June 30th return date. But, you know, he admitted yesterday for the first time that he was 100% certain that he would need Tommy John surgery just with the pain that he felt in his elbow. So I'm still not going to be convinced when he comes back, if he's healthy, that there still might not be something wrong in that elbow. I mean, we'll see. The Giants will be very cautious with him during the second half of the season if he is able to pitch healthy. And Jeff Samardzija is a guy who's, you know, he's got that football player mentality, and you're never going to quite know the severity of the injury if the shoulder tightness is going to continue to bother him. And for him, it's just been a matter of he can't get loose at the beginning of the games. He can't get loose in his bullpens, and he really hasn't been able to do that until the third, fourth inning of starts. And by that time, he's already given up too many runs. And so I'm eager to see what he looks like in a rehab start. And if Suarez and Derek Rodriguez can pitch well for the rest of the road trip, I think they should give Samardzija 2 rehab starts so he can really prove himself and prove to the Giants that he's healthy.
Yeah, shoulders are different. Shoulders, there's so many muscles in there. He says tightness in the shoulder, you don't know what he's talking about. And you make a good point, that football mentality, because he wants to be out there to play. Have you taken a look at the offensive numbers vis-a-vis the league of the Giants? They lead the league in hits. They're leading the league in batting average. They're third or fourth in on-base percentage, third or fourth in slugging. And this is a lineup, Kerry, that we have not seen in a long time.
You know what's quite impressive about the Giants so far, especially the offense, is they've done most of that damage at home. They've done it at AT&T Park, and that kind of tells you that they can roll things onto the road. They just haven't done it yet, because if you can hit at AT&T, you can hit anywhere. And we saw it last night, 9 runs on the road for just the third time this season, first time since they scored 11 at SunTrust Park in that sweep of the Braves in May. And so if they're able to get things going during this 10-game trip, I do think the schedule's favorable. They've already defeated the Nationals once, 4 against the Marlins, 3 against the Dodgers when they won't have Kershaw. And so if the Giants can take advantage of that, you know, you come back home for 10 days and you've got yourselves a great June.
Yeah, this could be a good month. This could be a good month for the Giants. One last thought for you, the excitement for Derek Rodriguez today. I know it's Washington. His father played there. But this kid is always walking like about 2 feet off the ground. He is just ramped up, isn't he?
Oh, he's ramped up, and what's impressive to me is he acts like he's been there before. And for a guy who really, you know, heading into the season, Marty, he probably shouldn't have had any inclination that he was going to pitch at the big league level. Just never having thrown a pitch above Double-A, coming into spring training and being a non-roster invitee, the Giants didn't really give him much of an opportunity aside from one start against the D-backs late in the spring. And then all of a sudden, he's up in the major leagues by the end of May, and he totally acts like he's commanded a big league clubhouse before. That's because he grew up in one as the son of Ivan Rodriguez, and so he knows how to handle himself. He's not stressed by any of these big moments, and he just embraces the opportunity. And he's a guy who he's a gamer out there as a pitcher. It's almost like having a position player on the mound.
Yeah, well, he was. Come on, the guy got drafted as an outfielder, and he still has that mentality. There's something you bring a good point, and that is the son of a major leaguer. They seem to know what's going on. So, how are the sights of Washington? How are they treating you?
Love it. You know, on Thursday night, ran by the Washington Monument. Yesterday, I went to the Portrait Gallery, American History Museum, walked all around. Great city here.
And you saw a picture of Marischal in the Portrait Gallery.
I did, yeah. Up at the Champions exhibit, they probably only had, you know, 50 portraits up there, but I did find something of Juan Marischal and going through the windup, so that was pretty interesting.
Love it. All right. I hope the weather holds out today, and we'd love to chat with you tomorrow. So have a good day, and we'll talk to you. Thanks, Kerry.
Sounds like a plan, Marty. Have a good one.
All right, that's Kerry Crowley. And, it sounds good, Raph. The weather sounds good from Kerry, and ball club's in good spirits. They're hitting the ball, and a little better pitching, as we say. But we'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.